Seems like people are just starting to lighten up a lot. It's the same thing when back in the day, you know, Elvis was supposed to shake his hips and now you can walk out there in your underwear and sing. People are coming around and realizing that's not the end of the world.
The saying goes that if something is good, some mug out there is going to want to ban it. Kid Rock and his music was obviously going to be no exception. Very often in music and cultural history, if young people are seen to be having fun outside of conventional rules, moral campaigners will want to see the end of it. With Kid Rock, on the other hand, it is likely that he set himself up to be deliberately controversial. After all, that is surely what it means to be a rock star. Even if his lyrics about his liberal lifestyle were honest and true enough, it wasn't long before he soon induced the wrath of critics, conservatives, and radio programmers. The argument at first centered on one specific track, which was the opening song on his first album. Entitled Yodeling in the Valley, it was certain, even to the most innocent of listeners, that it was about the joys of oral sex. Despite it not being too graphic in its descriptions, metaphors such as shot of whiskey were wrapped with conviction, and one university college radio station immediately found itself in hot water for playing it. The college president even called it the most indecent thing he'd ever heard in his life. The station, based at the New York State University, ended up with a charge of airing obscene, indecent, or profane language by means of radio communication. The result was a government-imposed fine of nearly $25,000. Normally, it would have just been $12,000, but the figure was adjusted due to the so-called extreme nature of the material. The magnitude of the fine was obviously absurd, and the government body that imposed it, FCC, was on the receiving end of bad press and tremendous ridicule. The fine was eventually dropped when they lost a new music seminar debate with none other than Mr. Kid Rock himself. Yet there is no such thing as bad press as far as Kid Rock is concerned. This episode not only helped to outrage the conservative Midwest of America, but also delighted its rebellious youth in one foul swoop. In other words, this was a classic rock and roll political act. Now, not only was he famous, but he was also notorious. His agenda was set: to not simply have a good time all of the time, but also to give everyone who was bored and disaffected with life something to hang on to. For all those whose dream it was not to go to school but to hang out in fast cars, have lots of money and pull beautiful women, the attitude that they wanted to hear was coming straight from Kid Rock. If anyone didn't like what he was doing, then that was tough. Unfortunately, quite a lot of people didn't like it. And this was anyone but Kid's fault. The timing of his breakthrough, as it turned out, could not have been worse.